All right, everybody, thank you for coming on to our live stream today. We're actually starting a little bit early to try to make up for all the times that we've been late. So this is us turning over a new leaf. This is Tim MC. I am here from on Finance Agents Live. Welcome to our show. This is our ninth show. We have a special guest with us today, another Tim Tyler. Mm-hmm. I've got maybe 10 years on him, or maybe more. Maybe more. But this is the Tim and Chim show today. Really excited to be here. This is a big show for us because today we're announcing the launch of a new partnership. You know us as the source for business funding and investor funding services, because that's obviously what we do. We've been doing it for 10 years. But at the same point, we do partnerships with service providers that have relevant services for our customers. Because there's a lot of different reasons. Usually, there's a lot of different reasons for each different partnership we do. And so ADP is the first one that we're rolling out publicly. So here we have Tim Tyler from ADP. He's the district manager of ADP. Mm-hmm. And he has signed up a lot of people for payroll. So we're going to be talking about ADP payroll services today, but even more than just the regular payroll services, we're launching a special partnership for a new offering, something that hasn't been offered before, which is ADP rebates. So that is what we're going to be talking about today. I think we got a screenshot of the website, and we'll actually take you to the website later. But before I go any further, Tim, thank you for joining us.
Of course, thanks for having me.
You bet.
Excited to be here.
Cheers. We are sponsored today by Startup Vitamins, kind of. I bought them, but whatever. I like that. Think bigger.
And,
what do you got?
Complaining is not a strategy.
Complaining is not a strategy. Suck it up and get it done. Right?
Here we go.
Okay.
Drink of that.
Coffee. All right, cool. So we're talking about ADP rebates today. ADP rebates is, again, a partnership that we're doing together, and it's the opportunity for you to sign up for payroll services and then end up getting money back for each person that you refer in. So instead of just going in and trying to get a discount, you can sign up, or if you're already a client of ADP, which most businesses are, I don't know how many I don't know if you know the percentage of businesses that use ADP for payroll.
Percentages of business, no. So I know we do pay 26 million working Americans, which equivalents to about one in every six. So one in every six direct deposit live checks is coming from ADP.
That's a lot. All right. And we have used ADP for maybe the last 10 years. So I know the service well, and we've referred a lot of people there. So we're very excited when they came to us with the opportunity of partnering to get the word out. And what I said is, look, I don't want to just market the service. I want to create something special. Mm. And so we worked out this together and came up with the opportunity for anybody who signs up or is an ADP customer to sign up with us and then refer other people for ADP. And then you are able to give a gift to that person that they get a 5% rebate on their payroll. And on top of that, you get a 5% rebate on your payroll. So it's give a gift, get a gift. That's the kind of service that I like to do, right? We're not just telling you to go market all your friends to make money off them. We're saying, hey, go give something to your friend, and we'll give something to you too. So I'm excited about it, and we're looking forward to really ramping this up. All right, so move it on the slides, because I don't have memorized everything we're going to be saying. I'm hoping that the slide we're gonna, all right. Anyway, we've already sort of gone over this. So, all right. So that is what the service is. You're going to get your rebate after 6 months, but the rebate, to be specific as to what you get, whatever your payroll expenses are for the entire year, after 6 months, you get a 5% rebate for the whole year. So it's not a 5% rebate in the 6 months. ADP will calculate what are they going to end up spending over the course of the year, and then give you 5% back after around 6 months. It goes on quarters, so it's not an exact amount.
Right.
Of course, payroll is really, the payroll service itself is not that expensive, so it's not like it's something that's crazy expensive, but it's always nice getting a rebate, and it's nice being able to give it out to your friends.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is available for all ADP customers, and how do you get started? It's pretty simple. Just go to adprebate.com. Go there, fill out the form. It's first name, last name, email, phone. It's pretty simple. Put that in. On the next page, you're going to have to fill in some more detailed information so that we're able to pay you when something comes through, when one of your rebates is ready to go. After that page where you've put in, you know, your address and all your billing information, then the next page is a page that allows you to, you have to agree to the terms of service at the bottom, and then it'll take you into, you'll actually be signing up with Finance Agents, and that is, of course, our brand. You'll be signing up as a referral agent with us, but you don't need to do anything else. This is really just gives you tools to be able to market your ADP, refer other people to the site. It's pretty simple. You're gonna get a custom link. So just go through the steps real quick. I think we got some screenshots. Maybe you can pull the screenshots up so people can see it on there. You're gonna put in your first name, last name, email, phone. Next page, information on how to pay, how we can pay you. The next page gets you into the profile. Go to the dashboard. I know this sounds confusing. You have to actually select a URL. Hey, just so you know, I have screenshots of all of this in the PowerPoint. So if you're able to just put those up, it'll make it super easy for people to see exactly what it is. All right, so I think we're probably showing those now. So going back in, first page has the first name, last name, email, phone. Next page is this details. Then after that, let's get that screenshot up so people see exactly what it is. If you could go to the next slide. Here, this is what the dashboard page is. And you look down, you see there's a little, it sees a bunch of URLs there. You have to select a URL. Once you select one and click submit, then it's going to show you all your marketing links. And that's the one right there with the very small, subtle circle around it. ADPrebate.com/ and some numbers. Those numbers, that's your special code as a finance agent with us. You don't need to be a finance agent as for anything else, but it allows you to refer other people to ADP. All right, so I've been talking a lot. Once you go through this, you send that link out however you want. You can send it an email, you can tell somebody to go to it, whatever it is, just send this person that fills out that form. When they sign up for ADP, or they actually just fill out the form, they'll talk to a rep. No, nope, they're not expected to sign up without talking to anybody because payroll it can be a pretty complicated thing.
It can be.
So we're coming in, you might end up actually talking to the Tim Tyler. If you're lucky, maybe you win the lotto.
Yeah.
You end up getting to talk to the real Tim right here. And he will go over payroll and how your company works and customize it. And one of the reasons that we're doing this now, one of the reasons that we launched our ADP partnership first before some of the other ones is the time of year. Now, we're originally doing this live stream in the middle of October, what is it, the 18th. A lot of people like to change payroll if they're gonna do it around the end of the year. So right. Talk now, get it all lined up. That way you don't have multiple filings or whatever. Then you can get started with it and start a new year fresh and either save money or get the excellent HR services. There's a lot that goes along with having this service. So what are some of the reasons that it's a benefit to be using a payroll service at all? Maybe some people out there are doing it themselves.
Right, absolutely. And so there's a couple different cases we'll run into that are really the main, you know, main things people are doing today. So one, have a payroll service set up. Two, handling it themselves. Maybe three, a CPA is using it.
Uh-huh.
The benefit of ADP is that we take full liability for all tax filings, all tax deposits. We even do the 940, 941, your quarterly reports throughout the year. And we'll also do, for California, it's the DE9, DE9C, which is your state filings, or we'll do the respective state filings as well. So really limiting that exposure, that liability to yourself is just very important as far as a business owner, because that's the last thing you want to have come across your desk is any kind of correspondence from the IRS, from the EDD, your respective state department. ADP helps to eliminate that process entirely.
Right, so if you don't know any of those things are, those different filings, be glad. And it means that you're not running payroll yourself, or if you're running payroll yourself and you don't know what those things are, then you need to be nervous that you're screwing something up.
Right.
Right? The number one thing that we see here when people come through and have tax liens, and it happens way more than I wish was the case, is from payroll reporting errors. Mm-hmm. You are required to withhold money from your employees and give it to the government at certain intervals. If you're not doing it right, if you do a calculation wrong or something, you're getting a tax lien almost instantly. They do not mess around, and they will aggressively come after you and make your life hell. That's the IRS, basically. Yes, it is. So by using ADP, you can skip all that, mm-hmm. right? They handle all the deductions, the withholding. They're responsible for paying the IRS. Mm-hmm. And if they screw up, guess who's liable? I mean, ultimately, you are always liable, but they insure everything and absorb all liability.
Correct.
Which is different from everybody else. I don't know anybody else that does that.
Yeah, actually. Absolutely. And we actually had a statistic on the PowerPoint a little bit earlier with one out of every three business owners has had some sort of misfiling when calculating payroll themselves. So this is like really an astounding statistic because that's essentially 33% of small business owners that are having payroll-related errors and getting penalties, having interest on those penalties, and it's just becoming, not to mention, a very time-consuming process when it comes to that to get all these reconciled. So ADP is here to help. We're a resource for you guys. The last thing we ever want is for our small business owners to ever have some instance or some
right.
problem with tax filing.
And I can tell you, and you know, by the way, you know, I've been in business a long time. We've had a lot of business success. So I don't feel bad saying this. I have made mistakes on payroll, right? Before we started using ADP, I tried processing payroll. I tried doing it myself with this online tool for my wife when she started her practice. That was a mistake. I've seen people use CPAs. That's what I see most commonly. Not a lot of people try to do it themselves. If you're trying to do it yourself, you're brave and it's dangerous. A lot of CPAs like to sell it as a side service. I've seen that it ends up costing about the same or sometimes even less to get ADP to do it, and you're way more protected. Right. If you're doing it with your CPA, you have to send stuff to you're talking to your CPA mm-hmm. every month. You can't just log on online and do it. It's actually right. really easy to do payroll. My wife now is an ADP customer after I stopped screwing up her payroll, and she can literally sit there on her phone.
Yep.
On her phone and enter the hours of employees and hit go. It's not that easy for us because we pay lots of people, different commissions, and it takes a long time to calculate everything, but the process of entering it into payroll is easy. So if you're paying people and it's not easy, you're probably not using ADP, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Great. All right. So there's lots of reasons why ADP. I think we have some client testimonials up here, which always look pretty. But you know, do you have any? What's an interesting client that you signed up? Right, don't say their name. I don't want to get sued.
Don't mention any names, but no, a client that I've recently worked with, he actually was purchasing the assets of an existing corporation,
mm-hmm.
and the old previous owner had a couple tax liens, a couple other situations arise where his CPA had been calculating payroll in conjunction with the office admin, and it was just a very streamlined process. It was very difficult uh-huh. for them. They had a couple, obviously, cases throughout the year. He's exiting the business, and the new owners that are coming in, obviously, from my first meeting with them, went over all of the HR offerings we have, all the tax liability, and it was a slam dunk for them because they knew that just with the previous owner's testimonial from how tough that process was, they didn't want to have any skin in the game as far as taxes.
So your previous customer bought the business from someone else,
mm-hmm.
and then it was such a...
Yeah, it was
such a melee that he said, I'm out of here, right? By the way, and this has nothing to do with ADP, if you're buying a business, just do an asset purchase. Mm-hmm. Don't actually buy the corporate entity.
Right.
That's I know there's nothing to do with this call, but that's what a business broker recommended to me, and that way you avoid all the tax or litigation or mm-hmm. anything. Anyway, not ADP, but...
Which is exactly what they're doing.
That's what the new people are doing. Right, that's a pro tip. Right there. Pro tip. Don't buy tax problems.
Yeah.
Don't buy lawsuits. Just buy assets from a business.
And then, and I can briefly touch upon ADP overview. So those of you who are using ADP are obviously very familiar with the service. Those are using other services out there, obviously competitors in the marketplace, are aware of what services are offered. ADP can differentiate, I guess, ourselves from our competitors by a couple different things. So full service payroll and tax compliance, direct deposit options. So whether your employees are getting direct deposit, live checks, we have a mix of both. The really great thing is we also offer a full suite of HR services, as well as even going as far as healthcare, making sure we're on the forefront of ACA reformation, and even as far as retirement services. Just to briefly skim upon the payroll solutions, we have a 24-hour turnaround time. So what that means is if you process payroll, let's say your check date's tomorrow, Thursday, if you process by 2 p.m. today, Wednesday, direct deposit, live checks, everything's delivered to the business tomorrow. Very slick, very quick and easy. The mobile app that Tim alluded to earlier is cool. It's the same technology I have on my phone as an ADP employee. Not only can you, as the employer, run payroll, the employees have an app as well that lets them edit their own information, view their W-2, track paid sick time, look at their vacation time. Very quick and easy. That way they're not having to come directly to you guys for that information. It's all available to them on their fingertips. State unemployment management for your respective state will actually audit that rate for you at the end of the year. Dedicated one point of contact with myself and our client service team, so that way you're not calling, you know, getting lost in translation through our customer service department. You have a direct point of contact until you need to get in touch with. There's no delivery fee and there's no quarterly or annual fee. We actually do, like I mentioned, the quarterly reports, the W-2s at the end of the year, and all that's included.
Okay.
Very quick and easy.
Cool. Yeah, you know, some of the things you mentioned that we use are like the employee login. That's pretty cool. I mean, as a business owner, if you have people on payroll, the people on payroll, probably the largest expense of your business, I mean, with some exceptions, that's the biggest investment you're making on a regular basis. So you have to take care of these people. With that said, dealing with people coming up to ask you for the last 3 months pay stubs or to make an adjustment on their withholdings or all that stuff, it can be really, it just sucks up your time, right? Because you want to spend your time making money, growing your business, not the ticky-tack HR things. So by giving out a login to all our employees, they can log in, take care of that stuff, and it just makes it easy. So that's one thing I love. I love the online access for processing payroll. We process payroll every Tuesday, and as long as we get it in before noon, everybody gets paid by direct deposit at midnight that night. I mean, that's almost instant. I could pull tax forms from the prior year anytime I want without calling anybody. So anyway, I like it. I think it's a great service. It's, I don't know if it sounds like a sales pitch, but it's easy to sell something when you've used it and it's good. Right. So,
and we just want to know what, obviously, our business, small business community has access to. So payroll is payroll. It's one of those meticulous things. But really, when we can provide the compound interest with maybe incorporating an employee handbook, if you guys don't have one, looking at background checks, things like that, that we can all incorporate into payroll, can help you guys to streamline costs, make the business run more efficient, leaner. That way you're not having to go to a labor law attorney three times throughout the year to get the handbook updated. That's all something that we can incorporate through the payroll platform.
Okay, great.
Very simple.
Well, good, all sorts of stuff. You know, is anybody on right now who's actually using payroll with ADP or not? I'd love to hear what you guys are using, and if you're coming on after the live stream, just feel free to put it in the notes or in the description. I'd love to see comments on what services you guys are particularly using. Mm-hmm. If there's anybody out there who's been using ADP who has positive or negative feedback, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're open to anything. I could say now that we've been using it almost 10 years, and I'm trying to think, honestly, I'm trying to think if we've ever had a problem. I can't think of anything. Yeah. So, I can't think of a single one, which it's saying something. So anyway, good people at ADP, they'll be happy to help you out. And now, for the first time ever, 5% rebate on your own payroll expenses for each other person that you refer, and they get a rebate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for the real entrepreneurs out there that are looking to think bigger and go big.
Yep, or stop complaining. Complaining is not
complaining about payroll expenses is not a strategy. Think bigger. If you refer 20 people that sign up, then you basically can get your entire payroll expenses for the year coming back to you as a rebate.
Right.
So, you know, the first person who does that, we'll bring you on the show, right? You refer 20 people for payroll who sign up, we'll bring you on the show and interview you. I would love to do that.
Get you one of these mugs as well. Right?
Maybe, yeah, ADP will take you to a baseball game or something, maybe an Angels game,
right?
All
right, down the
we'll do it.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, good. Well, I think that's it. Anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, just you know, what ADP will do is we don't have just a one product that we try to, you know, make you guys mold to us. We have a full suite of offerings. So with every business is different, every industry is different. So we really tailor a package that's going to be most beneficial for you. So just want to let you guys know what's available to you, but obviously it'll be more of a running to uncover a couple areas of the business where ADP can assist. And then from there, obviously we'll present a couple solutions that can help. And then that's where we incorporate things that HR features for tax filing, even provide labor law posters. So it stretches much further than just payroll. Just want to make sure you guys are well taken care of and know the resources available to you.
Yeah, I got a random question. Are you ready for random?
Okay.
All right. I've heard about some companies, specifically I heard about 7-Elevens. I don't know if it's a corporate thing or an individual franchise, where they pay people direct to like a debit card.
Okay.
It's not even a checking account. The person doesn't have a checking account. Maybe the person's not allowed to have a checking account.
Right.
Have you ever heard of anything? Do you guys do anything like that?
So it's called an A-line card.
An A-line card.
Yeah. So it's for a lot of really popular with contractors, businesses where the employees aren't necessarily on site, maybe at job sites, mm-hmm. don't have bank accounts set up, don't have direct deposit active. It's honestly a prepaid debit card. It's a Visa. And every time payroll is run, it automatically is uploaded to that card.
Great.
So
cool. Is that an extra cost?
That is actually no additional cards or charge to the payroll platform. Yeah.
So all right. So the options people have: run payroll yourself.
Right.
Honestly, I think that's dumb. I'm just being honest. I've done it. If you really want to waste your time on that, you mm-hmm. probably have better things you'd be doing. But look, if you're doing it and it's working, you're not dumb. You're probably smart. It's just it's not where I want to spend my time. So you do it yourself. You do it through your CPA. And I know some people do that. I've been doing it for years. Mm-hmm. I want to keep doing it. Great. I mean, it isn't broke. You don't have to fix it. But that means that if your CPA has a mistake, and believe me, we see this stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. We see people coming in to get loans, and the CPA's messed up. And don't file your taxes. And don't do the withholdings. You want to trust your business to one individual person who is super busy at least two times a year, then you can take that risk. But for usually the same cost, you can have it handled by one of the largest companies. Wait, you just there was just an article you just mentioned where ADP was recognized as what was
one of the most admired companies by Fortune 500.
One of the most admired companies.
By Forbes magazine, right.
There you go. So is your CPA one of the most admired companies in the world? Probably not. Could be a great guy or gal, mm-hmm. But ADP is. So yeah. There's that option, or go with ADP. You do have competitors, of course.
Sure. Yeah, and I would also say...
How are you different than Paychex?
So Paychex, obviously being our main competitor in the mm-hmm. payroll space, is the compound features we're able to deliver beyond just payroll. Mm-hmm. So Paychex is also going to be charging extra for, I've seen it with direct deposit, I've seen crazy charges with quarterly fees, delivery, things like that. All that is just, they might charge a base fee for payroll, but then when you look at that actual invoice, they're ended up charging you a lot more than they originally had quoted because they're charging you for all these additional line items. With ADP, it's not like that.
So they're like the airlines that are charging you for the first bag, and then the second bag, and then the carry-on, and then the food. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sweet, changing seats, everything. All right. So Paychex will tack everything else on after pretending like they're cheaper. ADP will give it to you straight.
Yeah.
You actually know what the cost is.
We're very transparent with our price. And the last thing we ever want to do is have, any vagueness of what you guys think you're paying. Like, we want to make sure everyone's well aware of the service, what you guys have access to. Very transparent with the pricing.
Great.
Absolutely.
All right. If you're thinking about switching payroll, do it before the end of the year. It'll be a lot easier.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Comment from the live chat.
Oh, we got a comment.
Sean from Atlanta, Georgia.
Sean from Atlanta. Oh,
wow.
How you doing?
He wants to talk about the liens or mistakes a little more.
The liens or mistakes?
With the payroll protection.
Okay, sure. Let me just say exactly what it is again, or sort of repeat my understanding of the impression, and then you can ask. When you do payroll, you have to do withholdings from your employees' pay, right? If they're owed $1,000, you don't actually give them $1,000. You give them $900 or $800. You mm-hmm. hold back money that has to go to the government. And then my least favorite thing is whatever you hold back, you also have to pay that amount more, right? Mm-hmm. So if you withhold $200 from your employee's check, that means you also have to pay an extra $200, a total of $400 to the government. Mm-hmm. Just blows my mind, by the way. I can't believe I have to pay the government for the right to pay my employee, but whatever, this isn't a political thing. It's just, it is what it is. So when you're doing payroll yourself or your CPA, you have to do those withholdings. And the risk is you don't withhold enough money or you do the calculations wrong, you pay the wrong amount to the government, and the government comes after you with both barrels. So how is it different with ADP specifically?
And ADP has a garnishment payment service that's with the payroll platform. Mm-hmm. So meaning that when payroll's run, we obviously get the correct information from you, but we'll automatically withhold that amount and even send it to the correct state agency. So child support,
state
tax liens.
And federal?
Yeah.
Oh, that's something a little bit different, what you're talking about. I'm talking about just regular payroll withholdings for tax.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what you're asking about.
Right, yeah. And it works the same way. It's the same kind of feature that is accessed with the
and
payroll.
And then you can also do more.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So, it stretches far. When ADP obviously is global, we've seen the most complex payroll situations, and we have a solution to combat it.
Okay.
So, great question.
Let's talk about what's the insurance or what is that? What happens if if something crazy, and by the way, have you ever heard of one of your clients having a payroll withholding error while using ADP?
While using ADP, no. Usually we come through with previous balances when finding errors, mm-hmm. but obviously when set it up with ADP, it's something that we have to build out entirely with our back-end team to make sure all tax balances are correct moving forward.
Yeah, I don't even spend 5 seconds looking at the withholdings each week when we do a weekly payroll because people like to get paid fast, and I never even look at it. I just know that ADP is doing the withholdings right. But if you are not with ADP, or if somehow there was a mistake and the IRS came at you with a lien, then what would happen? Let's say ADP, the perfect company, made a mistake. What is the security?
That exposure comes to us.
What does that mean? The back taxes?
Exactly. So what we do is we get you to sign what's called an RAA, a reporting agent authorization, meaning all liability gets shifted to us as soon as we become your payroll on record. So any kind of discrepancies between, you know, a SUI rate, anything like that, a miscalculation, if it was ADP's fault, it comes directly back to ADP and we handle it.
Okay, so an important distinction is, let's say I underpaid the government $1,000, so I owe them $1,000, plus an extra $200 in late fees, plus a specific fine. Let's say that $1,000 is now $1,700. Do you guys pay the $1,700 or the $700?
If it was within ADP using the service, the full amount.
The full amount. Mm-hmm. And if there's any legal or like accountant or, you know, attorney fees, you cover all that?
That's obviously, it'll have to be probably situational.
Okay.
Depending on what the situation
like
is.
Like if I'm money laundering through ADP.
you'll cover up. Makes sense.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, yeah, and it all depends on the certain situation. But I'll tell you, we're a full shield for small business owners. That's why people don't come to ADP, is because of that protection. So what I would say is obviously that, hey, no matter what the instance is, whether that's a garnishment, a tax lien, ADP is going to protect you. The last thing ever want is our small business clients to ever have any situation with taxes that they're getting penalized for.
As a small business owner, it is you against the world. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. You have enough things to worry about. Don't add payroll into it. Just get that off the table. And then on top of that, the HR support is valuable. I've used it a ton of times. I have a specific scenario. I'm not sure how to handle it. I could call the support line and they'll usually help me. And you have some levels of service where you go so far as, they even have a level of service where your employees don't work for you anymore. They work for ADP, right? That's what's that called?
The PEO model.
The PEP,
Employer Organization.
Professional Employer Organization, where they don't even work for you, they work for somebody else. And it's, you know, so there's all sorts of, there's everything from once a month payroll to PEO. Those are like the two extremes with full HR support.
Right, and everything in between that too. So like I said, that'll be really when we dig into a full scale analysis of the company, figure out which is the best offering for you. If you offer health benefits, workers' comp rates are high, obviously we have ways to combat that as well. Mm-hmm. So for our clients that maybe have manufacturing, engineering, you know, higher class codes or a little bit, you know, paying a lot into workers' comp rates throughout the year, we have ways to really combat anything and help you guys run more efficient.
Yeah, by the way, a side note, workers' comp, out of all the things that you have to pay, if workers' comp, if you don't have that, that's the only thing that you're criminally negligent for not paying. Like, you could literally get jail time. I don't know if that happens that often, but you need to have workers' comp insurance. We get ours through ADP. Yep. It just makes it easy. It auto-adjusts throughout the year, so it's just easy.
That depends on state.
Easy.
Obviously, in the state of California, workers' comp is mandatory.
Oh, is it only the state of California?
No, well, it's more than just California, but every state. I know there are a few states that don't require it unless you have a certain amount of employees.
Huh. Well, criminal here. So if you're in California, just make sure to have your workers' comp. You don't want somebody to get injured on the job and not be able to get paid for it. And really, it's pretty inexpensive. I mean, it's a very minor expense that we pay.
Yeah, and ADP is a broker, so we work with all the A-rated carriers across the board. 9 times out of 10, when we do shop these rates, we always see a price savings for our clients, too.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, unless there are any more comments, we'll go ahead and wrap it up for the day. Thank you, everybody, for coming on. Thank you, Tim, too. The other Tim. Thank you, the other Tim, for coming on the show. We look forward to helping you set up your payroll with ADP if you haven't, or helping your friends once you refer them to us and giving out those rebates. We paying them out. Awesome. Thanks again. We look forward to doing a lot more deals together.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.